At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet 1520. As we blanket 17 states and much of Canada, our guest today is a national figure, Mark Lauder, Chief Communications Officer for the America First Policy Institute. He's been around the block. He knows politics. He knows communications. He was recommended to be on this program by Christy Mazurek, civic leader in Buffalo. And we've had, in the past, a few times, Ambassador Carla Sands, who's one of the top people with America First. And I also met with Linda McMahon, who's also involved there. Mark Lauder is from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and serves as the Chief Communications Officer for America First Policy Institute. Previously, Mark Lauder served as Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump-Pence 2020 campaign. He also was a Special Assistant to the President and Press Secretary to Vice President Pence during most of the first year of the Trump administration. Our guest, Mark Lauder. Let's talk about what's right in the USA today and what's wrong in the USA today. Where are we today, Mark Lauder?
Whoa, it's really it's amazing to think how far we have come in a negative sense in the last 3+ years. When you look at the economy, you look at American energy, gas prices, grocery prices, the southern border crisis that's consuming so many cities around the country, no matter where you're located. And then look what's going on in the world. You've got wars raging in the Middle East. You've got wars raging in Europe. You've got China continuing its malign influence in the Indo-Pacific. I mean, it's just a mess right now. And, it does show that results of elections and votes do matter.
It sounds like we're on a downward spiral, wouldn't you say, Mark Lauder?
Well, I would say that's true, but I also say that that's a reason for hope. I often reference back going, look, if it wasn't for Jimmy Carter, we wouldn't have gotten Ronald Reagan. So if Jimmy Carter had done the job that, people had hoped he'd done, Reagan wouldn't have been elected. And look how different the world would have been had that been the case. And I think the same thing is happening right here. Yeah, I get it. Maybe there were a lot of people out there who weren't necessarily in love with every one of Donald Trump's tweets or how he said things. But my goodness, you had more money in your pocket. Things were cheaper. The world wasn't at war. We had peace. And we had a secured southern border. So sometimes you got to let the loonies out so people can actually see what happens when you put them in charge. And I think that's what we've got right now. And I do think, in a way, it'll turn out to be a blessing. And we'll get back to those policies that worked.
Very good. Let's talk about what you promote as Chief Communications Officer at America First Policy Institute. What projects, ideas, thoughts do you promote for the betterment of America?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it really started with the birth of the America First Policy Institute about 3 years ago, as it became apparent that there was not going to be a second term of the Trump administration, at least not. A lot of the smartest people in the world, the people who are working there in the White House, in the agencies, you know, typically, you know, when there's an administration change, they just go off to the winds. They go to think tanks, they go to academic institutions, they go to corporate world. And because of Brooke Rollins, who was running the Domestic Policy Council at the time, Larry Kudlow, who was the National Economic head of the National Economic Council, Linda McMahon, and others in the national security space, they said, we can't let all these people go. We need to collect them all in one place and build an organization that can make sure that the next time we get this opportunity, where we can, they'll be ready with the policies, with the programs, with the legislation, with the research that really gets back to the fundamental value of what Donald Trump was fighting for, which was to put America first. So now you have 9 former cabinet level officials, 20 White House senior staff, 50 of the top officials at the various agencies, all under one roof, doing the difficult, not sexy, academic research, but turning it into policies, proposals, thought leadership, legislation, executive actions. So when we get another America First president, looks like right now that's likely to be, at least right now, Donald Trump, that they're ready to go with all of those things that they're fighting for, that you can do not only through Congress, not only through the White House, but also at the State House and in governor's mansions. And so this really just kind of says, what can we do to put those policies into action rather than just campaign on them? Let's actually make sure we can get them done.
Now, somebody who may be listening in Buffalo, Washington, or Florida would like to give a donation to America First Policy, how can they support your efforts?
You can go to our website, which is America First, spelled out, policy.com. You can go there. You can find us on all the social media channels. Follow us there. Take a look at the work that's being done. I mean, there's some great work on the economy, on energy. How do we actually secure the border? What do we need to do to bring the world back to a place of peace rather than at war? And you can read all that. You can join the movement, because really, you know, Donald Trump used to always say it wasn't a campaign, it was a movement. And what we're doing it for are for the people who are out there listening and who think maybe we can go a different direction. Maybe we can get things better back to where they were. And so that's really what the America First Policy Institute is all about. And encourage you to go there. Check out what we're working on. It does not matter what your favorite issue is. We've probably got the experts that are doing it. We've got 22 different research centers, each focusing on different issues. They're writing their works, they're publishing their works, they're commenting on what's going on in the world today, and we'd love to have you join the team.
Very good. Again, the website for people if they want to look in to help your cause?
AmericaFirstPolicy.com, or you can follow us on social media at A1Policy.
Very good. Now, you had a big position in 2020, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump-Pence campaign. What was that like? Was it exciting? Was it thrilling? Was it challenging? What was it like?
All the above.
Okay.
It was all the above, you know. It was such an amazing experience. Obviously, moving from the White House directly over to the campaign to really take the message out there to the American people about why we thought what was going on, it was working at the time. Obviously, things got derailed a little bit with the COVID-19 and the pandemic, but we were headed in the right direction. And so, you know, through my work there, we obviously had a number of people out there, whether they were on bus tours, whether they were on television or radio, talking about the successes of President Trump and the Trump administration, pointing to the future. And obviously, you know, it took me all over the country. You know, in and out pretty quickly or on television, but it was such an amazing experience to be able to not only talk about the successes, but then turn around, you know, next thing you know, you're in a meeting with President Trump at the White House or on Air Force One. You're talking about about what's going on in the country. You're talking about what's going on in the world. And, you know, for the son of a city police officer in Fort Wayne, Indiana, to be flying on Air Force One, working in the White House, something I never would have thought possible, but such a blessing to be able to do it and have that experience.
Very good. For those who just tuned in, we're speaking with the Chief Communications Officer for America First Policy Institute, and his name is Mark Lauder. He's been on a lot of national talk shows with Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, this week with George Stephanopoulos, a very gifted orator, our guest today. I'd like to thank those who have called regarding our recent guests, Ambassador Eric Javits, Pastor Mark Chapman, and author Mario Danielli. Coming up, we're going to have Pastor Evan Stone from Haiti on this program. Again, I'd like to thank Christy Mazurek from Buffalo, New York, civic leader, for recommending this program. And again, we've had on this program another person involved with America First, a former ambassador to Denmark, Carla Sands. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet, AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more information about Mark Lauder. Prior to joining the administration, he served as press secretary to the vice president during the 2016 presidential campaign and transition. In those roles, Mark Lauder regularly appeared on national and cable news outlets, including Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, and programs such as ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, CNN's State of the Union with Jake Tapper, MSNBC's Meet the Press Daily with Chuck Todd, and Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, a very bright, articulate spokesman for conservative causes, Mark Lauder. Let's talk about Mike Pence. I'm sure you've spent hundreds of hours with him. He was very popular as vice president. It seems like he didn't have that popularity to run for president of the United States, and the campaign sort of ended. Let's talk about the character, what he stands for. He seems to be very religious, devout man. Let's talk about Mike Pence. What is he all about, Mark Lauder?
You know, the thing about the vice president, and I've known him for close to 30 years now. In fact, I actually hired him back in the mid-90s when I was working in local television news, and he was a local radio talk show host. And so, you know, obviously, you know, things change over the years, but he is who he seems to be. I mean, he's the same man privately, behind the scenes, as the man that you see, you know, on television or on the stage. Man of deep faith, you know, tremendous commitment to not only his faith, his personal journey, to that of his family, and you know, despite the fact that his political ambitions or his political movement did not work out, and there are a variety of reasons for that, it doesn't mean that he's not a good man. And I've always considered it to be, you know, someone that of deep respect for what he has done, what he's accomplished. And you know, the thing about running for president, you know, it's not always the person who's the most qualified that gets the nomination. You've got to be the right person with the right message at the right time. And when those three things don't all line up, then it doesn't typically work out. And so obviously, you know, that did not work out for him. But, you know, he's not going to be done fighting. He's going to continue to fight for conservative causes. He's going to continue to fight for conservative principles. And to be honest with you, despite the fact of the disagreements between him and President Trump, or the fact that he was not able to secure the nomination, you know, we need a big tent. I mean, mm-hmm. We've got to understand that to move this America First movement ahead, not just to the next election, but for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years, it's going to need people who maybe didn't like or did or disagreed with President Trump. It's also going to need a lot of folks who used to be Democrats and independents who realize that their policies just don't work. And all you have to do is open your eyes and you see it happening. You know, whether you're at the grocery store, the gas station, you turn on the news, you see what's going on at the border. It's like, well, you know what? We tried it your way. and things didn't get better. We tried it your way in the big cities, in New York, in Chicago, out in the People's Republic of California, and the policies don't work. Crime is out of control. Taxes are too high. People are spending your money, your tax dollars, on people who are illegally here, but they get free health care, they get free transportation, they get free food and shelter, but you don't. And people have got to start shaking their heads and going, why is that? Why is it that someone who robs a CVS or a bodega or loots a Nike store gets off scot-free with no punishment, no jail time, or even if you do go to jail, you're immediately released again to go back and do it, and maybe even something worse? And so I think there's so many people across our country who maybe aren't in deep blue states or in longtime liberal enclaves like New York City or New York State. And they've got to look and they've got to be shaking their heads going, you know what, this is not the America, or this is not the New York. This is not the place that I remember. And yeah, maybe I don't always love all the things he tweets or how he says stuff, but he's talking about the stuff that I care about, and I like what he wants to get done. Maybe it is the definition of insanity to keep trying the same thing over and over and again, expecting a different result. Well, now it's time to try something different because we can actually get it done.
Yeah, it's Mark Lauder, it's a tragic thing when you see on TV a woman going into church and being hit in the head and knocked down. You see the policeman in Times Square getting the hell beat out of him by five or six illegals in this country. And then the poor nursing student in Georgia who was bludgeoned to death. I mean, is this America?
No, and that's, and sadly, this is the America that we are currently in and that we find ourselves in. But we don't have to be there any longer. I mean, the things I would say, you know, if you're listening in Buffalo, if you're listening in New York, if you're listening in, you know, traditional deep blue states, and you find yourself shaking your head at the news, then what we've got to do is do something different. I think it's time for folks to realize it's like, you know what, we've tried it this way a long time. I voted this way a long time, or however the case may be, and the results haven't changed. Our kids' schools are still failing too many. Why is it that the rich kids get to go to private school, but my tax dollars and my kids are stuck in the same failing schools that they've been in, and now I'm being told to shut up? I don't even have a right to say anything at the school board meeting without threat of being labeled a terrorist. Because that's just not, we can do better. And so what we need everyone to do who's listening thinks the same way, and I've said this a long time, the most powerful people in this movement, you know, people like to, you know, they turn on TV or they listen to radio and they see me or they hear me or they hear the president or whomever, but the most important people are you, the listeners to this show. And so if you truly want to make a difference, it's not just enough for you to go cast your ballot. Go out, you've got 6 months. Go out and find five other people or 10 other people who are also shaking their heads, who also think we can do better. And make sure that not only are they registered to vote, that you make sure they get out to vote. And if everybody out there who's listening goes and finds 10 people in the next 6 months that maybe or maybe not vote, maybe they think their vote doesn't count, it doesn't matter, New York's always going to be Democrat. Well, if we go out and find 10 people, then we've just started to close that gap. And if they go out and find more people, that's how we're truly going to change the direction of this country, by people who are just saying, you know what, I've had enough. It's time to do something different.
Very true. And look how Lee Zeldin came very close to becoming governor in a 3-1 Democratic state, only 5% off. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Again, if you're listening in Toronto, South Buffalo, New York, Washington, D.C., as we blanket 17 states and much of Canada, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about Mark Lauder, Chief Communications Officer for America First Policy. Mark Lauder brings experience spending decades in politics, public service, and media. Before joining the presidential campaign and White House, he worked in top communications roles in Indiana state government, communications director for former Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, communications director for former Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard, and the McCain-Palin campaign in Indiana. Now, when you're on all these national talk shows, Mark, such as Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, how do you have to watch every word that they don't twist what you say or take the beginning of one sentence and the end of the other and put it together for a different meaning? Isn't it tough?
No, absolutely it's tough. And, you know, the funny thing is, though, is I think that's where my background in television news kind of helps me out in that respect. Since I spent the first 13 years of my adult life in television newsrooms around the country. And so, A, it helps me anticipate what they're thinking because I know what they're thinking. I used to be one of them. But also, I think it helps me build a rapport because, you know, despite what you see on the air, you know, off the air is so much different. And it really bothers me a little bit that we are starting to treat politics much like we treat sports in America. And, you know, we take our love for our team and our hatred for our rivals, you know, on the sports field, but we're now taking it to politics. And I have so many people come up to me when I'm traveling around the country, including some family members of mine, that how do you sit next to some of these Democrat pundits or anything and not just want to strangle them, not just want to hit them, I don't want to punch them? It's like, well, we're doing this. We do this for a living, and we're constantly together. And when you get to know so many of these folks, you know, they have a different view, a view that I personally disagree with most of the time. But when we leave and the light goes off, most of the time we're talking about the same thing everybody else is talking about: the results of the sports game, the weather, the traffic, the, you know, how our families are doing, and all these kinds of things. And you realize that there's not that much that separates us. But much like you see, and to use you know, the example, much, you know, back in my day, back, you know, Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady, and you see them fighting it out on the field, or you see Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, you know, battling it out on the gridiron. And it's bloody, it's messy, it's dirty. And as soon as the game is over, they're shaking hands. Sometimes they're praying together. They're asking each other to do their celebrity golf outings or their charitable events in the off season. And that's how we do things. But you don't see it, because all you see on television, on social media, is us going back and forth in the battle. But you don't see us coming together at the end. And I think that really does a disservice to folks. And so as you build up those rapport, as you build up those relationships, I think most of the people out there, even if I did say something that didn't come out 100% correct or got maligned and twisted by some people, even folks on the other side of the aisle be like, well, that's not who he is. That's not what he meant. And so by having that relationship, by having that longevity, it kind of insulates you for if you do make a mistake or if something didn't come out the way you intended it to be, that even folks of goodwill who I disagree with would probably be the first ones to say, I've known him for years. That's not what he meant.
Let's talk a little bit more about America First Policy Institute, what it stands for, your goals, and again, if people want to get involved, how do they do so?
Well, ultimately, we're talking about building a 100-year plan, a 100-year organization that can help not just Donald Trump, when hopefully he wins here in November, but the next president after that, and the next governor, and the state lawmakers, and folks, because this has got to become a movement that lasts beyond the next election cycle or beyond the next administration. It's going to take a while for us to be able to fully turn the ship of state back to where it needs to be. I mean, it's, you know, in many ways, the United States government, the United States is a behemoth battleship aircraft carrier, and it doesn't turn on a dime. So it's going to take commitment. It's going to take people who maybe are going to be casting their first ballot this year when they turned 18, But maybe in 10 years, 12 years, you know, when they are 30, when they're in their mid-30s, now they're running for office, whether it's at the local level or the state house or maybe eventually down to Congress. And so we can, if we can have that mentality, that pipeline of new talent, new energy, new ideas, along with the expertise that we've already built at the America First Policy Institute, now we're starting to talk about truly making a difference in America, truly getting us back on the pathway that we need to be on. And so that's the kind of organization that we're building. It's the kind of organization we plan to be around for a long time. You can find out more about us. You can donate. You can just sign up and get updates from us at AmericaFirstPolicy.com.
Yes, and we had on this program a few times former Ambassador to Denmark, Carla Sands. What a bright, gifted woman she is, especially on foreign policy. You worked on the McCain-Palin campaign, and McCain was a pretty popular guy with Republicans, but then he had sort of a falling out when he supported Obamacare. Tell us about McCain and Palin. What were they like?
Well, Senator McCain, obviously, you know, longtime servant, hero, you know, from the Vietnam era. He was a maverick, and that was the basis of his campaign. And, you know, he did not shy away from his beliefs and what he thought that was right, even if that went against, say, the orthodoxy of the Republican Party or the leadership of the moment. And he never shied away from it. And, you know, again, right person, right message, right time. You know, during that 08 campaign, obviously we'd come through the 8 years of the Bush administration. Our country was at war in Iraq, which many people you know, came to think was misguided and not something that was in our country's best interests. You had John McCain going against then Senator Barack Obama. We had the financial crisis. And, you know, for all of the reasons, even though that I probably disagree with most everything that Barack Obama did as president, you know, the man was a brilliant speaker, such soaring oratory and such hopeful messages. Even if I didn't agree with where he wanted to go or how he wanted to get us there, you know, you could come away from listening to one of his speeches very uplifted. And so at a time of financial crisis, at a time of international crisis, he struck a chord with the American people in that first campaign in a way that probably nobody other than Donald Trump has been able to do. But then even then, the bloom fell off the rose in the re-election was much closer. And that's the unique thing about Donald Trump. I've never seen a candidate who could not just do it in one campaign, but then do it in a second campaign. And now we're seeing doing it in a third campaign, where you have these massive rallies, these massive shows of support from people who are coming out to see him, lining the road to see the motorcade drive by, boat parades with boats waving, Trump flags. It's really just a phenomenon I've never seen equated in politics.
Very good. I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a great deal from the Chief Communications Officer for America First Policy Institute, Mark Lauder, following very dynamic interviews with Carla Sands, former ambassador to Denmark. We thank Christy Mazurek for recommending this program and Kevin Carr, our director of production. Any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you for enlightening us about America First Policy Institute, Mark Lauder. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.